A judge at Tralee Circuit Court recently highlighted concerns he had about access to mental health supports in Irish prisons. His comments came during a case of a man who was in his 40s who appeared before the court in connection with a series of petty thefts and public nuisance instances linked to alcohol dependency. Now, the court heard that he had struggled following a tragic personal loss later in life and had become caught between mental health and addiction services, both of which were saying that he had to go to the other first to address that issue before they could help him. So Judge Alec Gabbett described the man as clearly unwell and said that he would probably do very well if he got the right support. And he also questioned why there was not more being done to secure mental health supports for prisoners. He went so far as to ask, you know, to tell the solicitors and barristers there that they should be banging on the drum, trying to highlight this difficulty that their clients were having. Now, the case raises wider questions about Ireland, how Ireland supports people whose addiction and mental health issues are bringing them into contact with the criminal justice system. So earlier, I spoke with the executive director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust, Saoirse Brady, and the IPRT campaigns for the rights of people in prison and for reform of Ireland's penal system. I began by asking Saoirse how common it is for people to become trapped between addiction and mental health services.
It's extremely common right across the prison estate. You hear of people who fall between the two stools of mental health and addiction supports, and very many people in prison have one or both of those issues that may have actually led them to offending in the first place, reaching crisis point. So we hear of that very often. We know that 12% of people at least are going from homelessness into prison and then have nowhere to go after prison either. And 3/4 of committals, so 3 out of 4 committals to prison. And sometimes those might be the same people going in and out, but they are for 12 months or less. So that means they're there for the less serious offences. But what we know is that if you go into prison for a short period of time, you're less likely to be there long enough to get treatment or support because of the current pressure on the system, because it is so overcrowded and operating at 120% capacity, which it was not designed for. It also wasn't designed for the staff in prison to have to deal with this level of trauma, mental health issues, addiction challenges, and support people in their custody. And the Irish Prison Service, they can't turn anyone away. When the court sends somebody to prison, they have to accept them. And that is the reality. So, you know, we are seeing very many people going to prison. We would say in the IPRT, we could prevent this from happening and we could have better outcomes, both for the individuals and for society as a whole, if we looked at alternatives to custody.
Now, Saoirse, a lot of people do feel that prison is important. They obviously don't want to end up in prison, but also they deserve to be punished for their wrongdoings and that they also may be able to reform themselves inside the prison. Is this the reality in the prison system as it is?
It really isn't, for a number of reasons. One, there's the overcrowding situation. So you're talking about people in a cell, which is the size of a car parking space, and very often sharing that with 2 or 3 other people and having to sleep perhaps on a mattress on the floor if they came in last with their head beside a toilet. You can imagine then that's not really going to incentivize anybody to change or support them to reform, particularly if they already have a mental health issue or an addiction issue. And you can imagine the tension that is in that cell at any one time. As for prison being a deterrent, a lot of the issues that we see in prison, particularly the women's prisons, but also the men's, we see that underlying trauma. People aren't always making conscious choices. Added to that, you have the mental health and or addiction issues. You're not making conscious decisions to offend. You've reached crisis point. In no way are we trying to minimize what somebody has done if they have committed an offense. We're not trying to excuse it. But certainly, we need to better understand it. And actually, all the evidence would suggest that particularly those short sentences of 12 months or less are not a deterrent, and people are actually more likely to reoffend rather than if they were in the community serving a sentence under the probation service. You still end up with a criminal record very often, but you get the wraparound supports that actually deal with the underlying issue that caused you to offend in the first place. Sentences of 12 months or less serve no purpose except make it more difficult for them to turn their lives around when they come out of prison.
You mentioned that short sentences don't serve as a deterrent. Do they benefit public safety?
Well, if you think about those short sentences, what are people going in for? It's public order offences, it's petty theft. You know, they are offences under the law, but are they posing a risk to somebody's safety or to the wider public safety? Probably not. We in IPRT feel that prison should always be a sanction of last resort. It should only ever be used where somebody poses a real risk to public safety. For people who are serving short sentences, one, they're not posing that same risk to public safety. But also, if you're in for a very short period of time, you never get to the top of the waiting list in prison for the supports that you might need, whether that's mental health or addiction services, before you're back out in the streets again, back to the bottom of the queue in the community for any supports that you might need, before you're back in again. So we do see this revolving door of prison unless there's an intervention somewhere along the line. They need support to get back on their feet and they need the treatment to deal with those underlying issues. The greater public understand this. We did public attitudes polling before the last general election and it was nationally representative. It was right across the political spectrum, across different social classes, and it was Red Sea who did it for us. But when we asked people if somebody committed a minor offence and had a mental health issue or an addiction issue, 71% of people said they felt they should go to a dedicated healthcare facility to get the treatment they need. And for people in addiction, it was 63%. So people do understand this. We also asked, do you think people come out of prison worse than they went in? And one out of two people agreed. So, you know, there is a greater understanding in the public, I think, than political rhetoric would make you think. People are compassionate. But again, what we all want are safer communities. And we are pouring money into a prison system that isn't acting as a deterrent, that isn't giving people the support that they need, that is putting huge pressure on that system. You know, nearly 6,000 people in a system designed for 4,700. It's just not workable. And it costs €103,000 to keep one person in prison for a year. Imagine what you could do with that money if it was reinvested into communities, not just for people who offend, but for anyone experiencing a mental health issue or an addiction issue or both. It would be transformative. But instead, this idea of bending it to lock people up isn't really serving the public good because it isn't effective, isn't making for safer societies.
What do you think would be effective for people who are committing crimes by and large because of mental health issues or addiction issues or both?
People who end up in prison have usually reached a crisis point. Very often they have tried to seek help beforehand. But as we mentioned earlier, you have a situation where if you have a mental health issue and an addiction issue and you go to seek help from one service, they'll say you have to deal with the other problem first before they can take you and you fall between the cracks. The Irish Prison Service have put in place a dual diagnosis lead so people don't fall between the cracks. But let's take it a step back further. We need interventions at an earlier stage. If somebody presents with a mental health issue, we should be providing them with the support that they need in the community before they ever get to the point where they might commit an offence. And I think we could realistically do that. There is legislation coming down the line. The Minister for Justice has proposed legislation. The Minister recognises that more people should be serving a sentence in the communities because they don't really pose a risk to public safety. We need to see that legislation progressed and actually implemented sooner rather than later. And we also need to enshrine the principle of prison as a last resort in our laws, that we look at the alternatives that are available, that judges have the option to actually say, you know what, it would be better if you did community service. That's going to benefit everyone more than sending you to prison for a short stint. And it would be easier in the public exchequer as well and more effective in the long run. The probation service is also under a lot of pressure in terms of staffing. So we need to be smarter about this. Creating more prison spaces, throwing more people in prison is not going to solve criminality. We need to actually invest in people and communities if we really want to tackle this issue. You know, can we keep people out of the criminal justice system in the first place in terms of people who may use drugs or people who have a mental health issue? Can we treat it as a health issue first and foremost rather than jumping to it being a criminal justice issue? And the Irish Prison Service and the HSE are commissioning a mental health and disability needs assessment. you know, for the prison population to determine just how many people in prison may have a mental health issue or a disability or both. And I think having that data will help us better design supports for those people and hopefully help us to think about what preventative mechanisms and interventions we can put in place as a society, as a state, to stop people ending up in custody needlessly. The €103,000 to keep somebody in prison for a year was not seeing really the return in that money, if you want to be blunt, in terms of helping a person turn their lives around. Imagine what you could get for €103,000. That would maybe pay for 7 spaces in a residential treatment facility with continuing care for a year or two as well. So it would be much more cost effective. One of the questions we asked the public when we did the public attitudes polling was around, if you had €10 million to tackle crime, what would you spend it on? And unsurprisingly, the majority of people said more guards. But the second most popular answer, 1 out of 5 people said drug treatment with continuing care. Next most popular answer was youth work. Prison was way down the list. So people understand that, you know, there are better ways to spend public money to actually address the issues that we're talking about here.
And that was Saoirse Brady, the Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust.